This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The head of the Russian private military contractor, Wagner, published on Saturday a short letter to the White House asking what crime his company was accused of after Washington announced new sanctions on the group. Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom.
A Russian mercenary group fighting in Ukraine, private military contractor Wagner, fired back at the White House Saturday after Washington on Friday announced new sanctions against the group. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby said Friday that Wagner, which has claimed credit for Russia's battlefield advances in Ukraine, would be designated a significant transnational criminal organization, a move that would freeze any U.S. assets and prohibit Americans from providing funds, goods, or services to the group. On Saturday, the head of Wagner, Evgeny Prigozhin, published an open letter to the White House asking Kirby what crime his company had committed.
Thousands of protesters took to the streets again in Peru's capital as they made clear they refused to stop demonstrating until the country's president, Dina Boluarte, resigns. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Police fired volleys of tear gas after standing watch over protesters that had been blocked into the downtown streets of Lima. The demonstrators appeared to be more organized than the previous day, and they took over key roads in downtown Lima, waving flags while chanting. Many of the protesters had arrived from remote Andean regions, where dozens have died amid unrest that has engulfed large portions of the country. In Arequipa, Peru's second city, police clashed with protesters that tried to storm the airport. The unrest began after Pedro Castillo, Peru's first leader from a rural Andean background, was impeached and imprisoned after he tried to dissolve Congress last month. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. Officials from the U.S. Department of Justice found six more classified documents during a search of President Joe Biden's family home in Delaware this week. We get details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The president's personal lawyer, Bob Bauer, said the White House offered to let the Department of Justice search Biden's home in Wilmington after about a dozen documents turned up in two different locations over the past couple of months. Bauer said the latest search took place on Friday and took in all working, living, and storage spaces in the home over about 12 hours. Biden has downplayed the affair as an innocent mistake and insists he's done nothing wrong. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says in an Associated Press interview that she expects Congress will ultimately vote to raise America's debt limit. But she says demands by House Republicans for spending cuts in return for backing an increase, a very irresponsible thing to do, and risk creating a self-imposed calamity for the global economy. Yellen says she has not yet spoken about the issue with Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. McCarthy himself has not spelled out the spending cuts that he says are needed to put the U.S. government on a more stable financial path. WHO officials say there's no basis to the recent concerns raised by the media and science communities about the safety of mRNA booster shots. They say the concerns, which are related to one U.S. data system that monitors safety, presented misinformation about deaths related to COVID-19 infections. Details from VOA's Lisa Schlein.
Kate O'Brien is WHO Director, Immunization, Vaccines, and Biologicals. She says other U.S. and other national vaccine safety monitoring systems have not found further evidence that mRNA vaccines lead to strokes.
But at this point in time, the best evidence is that there is no true association between the booster doses of Pfizer in the older adults and strokes. And again, there is an ongoing, unending system to continuously monitor safety, not only for COVID vaccine and dose by dose, but also for all other vaccines.
O'Brien says COVID-19 vaccines are highly effective at preventing hospitalization, severe disease, or death, but less effective at stopping people from getting infected and transmitting the disease. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And Turkey has canceled a planned visit by Sweden's defense minister in response to the Nordic countries issuing of permits for the anti-Turkish protests.